It resurrected my thyroid the same way it brought Jesus out of the grave. You know, it was a creative miracle.
Jesus paid the price for your total deliverance 2,000 years ago. It's time to enjoy the benefits of healing that he has purchased for you. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and receive what belongs to you.
Faith begins where the will of God is known. Say that with me. Faith begins where the will of God is known. That's the reason when you don't really know whether it's God's will to heal you or not, you can't have faith for it. Did you ever notice that when someone says, "Well, I just don't believe it's God's will to heal everybody." You don't hear this, "Well, I don't believe it's God's will to heal everybody, but he's going to heal me." It don't work like that. When somebody says that, "I just don't believe it's God's will to heal everybody," you know they're thinking, "And I'm one of them that he don't will to heal." God is no respecter of persons. All right, now watch this one.
Guys will all set everything up. We're going to get right into it. I'm going to tell you right now, you better fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In that name...
Turn him loose, Satan. In that name.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Huh?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Okay, what are you going to do right now?
I'm going to pray for God and be my soul and help him with my life.
What else? What do you want? What do you want from God?
I want his hands on my heart and on my body. Feel me.
That's what you really come up here for, wasn't it? To get healed.
Is there...
Well, don't be embarrassed about it. Is that what you're going to do, is get healed? Is that what you're going to do? Well, then do it in the name of Jesus. See, that's all God was looking for, was just a commitment. All he wanted you to do is just say yes. I got some news for you. You got it. I know when that power leaves me. You got it. Now, you walk off of here a new woman. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank God. In that name. In that name.
Pastor. Loose her, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on over here to me.
Don't thank me. You thank the Lord. That's who you thank.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for it. Well, thank God for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God forevermore.
Are you ready for this?
Now, Kathy received her healing through the laying on of hands. All right? Now watch this one.
I'm Jenny Cooney, and I'm from Living Word Christian Center is our home church, and we're from Elk River, Minnesota. And I was painting with some friends, and I had just come down off the ladder and looked up and saw that I had missed a spot. And so I'm like, I had to go up and get that. And so I climbed up to the top, and I had to stand on the very top, which you're not supposed to do, and reach for the spot. And when I reached for the spot, the ladder started to tip. And my only thought in my mind at that time was is that I don't want to fall on this ladder. And so I used my legs and pushed it away. And so when I did that, it pushed my feet up. And so when I landed on the ground, I landed on PVC piping straight across my shoulders. And so I laid there for a few minutes and went, oh, that hurt. And so called the paramedics, and they came and took me to the hospital. They shot some x-rays, and when they came in and realized the damage that was done, they immediately took me into MRIs and CAT scans. And when they came in and said, you're not getting off that backboard. You broke your back in two places and you broke your neck. The one in my neck was C7, and they called it a burst with a retropulsion, which means the inside of my vertebrae exploded. And there was fractures all the way around the outside of my vertebrae, and it also pushed back towards my spinal column. And they said they didn't want to have to do surgery because of how mobile that I was, because they would have had to fuse all the vertebrae in my neck. And so put me in the brace, and they told me that, you know, rehab for something like this would take anywhere from 12 months to 18 months before that I would have full mobility in my neck. And so I'm like, no, I don't think so. And the first night in the hospital, God gave me a scripture, and it's Luke 8:48. And it says, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith, your trust, and your confidence in me has made you well. Go enter into peace, undisturbed well-being. I had total peace about the whole thing that, you know, God, hey, I'm getting a miracle off of this. So it was a Thursday night, first night that Brother Copeland was here. And I had my full body brace on, and my husband said, do you want to go? And I said, oh, you bet I want to go. And so we came, and Brother Copeland got done preaching, and he stopped. And he was walking back and forth praying. And all of a sudden, he stopped, and he goes, somebody is getting healed right back here in the back of your neck. And right away, I'm like, oh, that's me. And he prayed some more, and he goes, as a matter of fact, you're not going to have surgery.
But I heard the Lord say this, I'm putting that vertebrae back in there right now, and you won't have any more pain. That will not be a weak vertebrae. It'll be the strongest one in your spine now.
And right away, I said, I claim this in the name of Jesus. That's mine. And so after we got done, I was just like, yes, this is me. The next morning, I got up, and God said, I want you to feel the back of your neck. And in my brace, there's this little piece that was open, and that's where my C7 was. And he said, now feel back there. Because it was, when you looked at my vertebrae, it was pushed out, and so it stuck out. And so I put my finger back there, and I'm like, oh, it's in place. And so I walked into the kitchen, and I looked at my husband, and tears are coming down my face. I said, I got a new vertebrae. And he goes, I know you did, and stuff. And I so bad wanted to go to the doctor right away. And God said, no, I want you to wait till your next two-week checkup. And I went, okay. And so we went in, and every time I would go in, they shot x-rays. And we went in, and he had the x-rays and stuff, and I just couldn't wait to get into the room and ask him. And he put them up, and he looked at them, and I looked at him, and I said, what do you see? And he goes, it's like a brand new vertebrae. He goes, it's like a baby. He goes, it just needs to mature. He knew what was going on. He saw all the brokenness in that vertebrae and that it should not have been a brand new vertebrae in there. So it was just like, it's one of those aha moments where it's just like, yes, yes, God.
Hallelujah. Jennifer was healed through and by a manifestation of the word of knowledge. Okay? But I want you to notice something about that. She didn't sit there and think, well, I wonder if that's me. No, and I can tell you why. She came there to get it. Huh? She came there to get it. Say it, that happens to me all the time. Jesus is the perfect will of God. Let's take a look in John's Gospel, chapter 6, please. It has begun. The miracle glory of God is in the room, and it has begun. Thank you, Lord. John 6, verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. What did he send him to do? Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to preach deliverance to the captives. He sent me to preach recovery of sight to the blind. He sent me to set at liberty them that are bruised, and he sent me to preach the great jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt cancellation. Amen. That's what he sent him to do. It is God's will for you to be healed, born again, baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, rich, strong, and good looking. Amen. Filled with the wisdom of God.
My name is Melanie Henry, and I am a writer for the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. In the early 1990s, I got very, very sick. I literally didn't feel like I could function. I was so weak, I couldn't take my kids to do their normal activities. I just felt like that the life was draining out of me. I don't know how to explain it. I didn't know what that was, but I knew I needed to get help right away. And I went to see an internist, and I was surprised to find out that my thyroid had died. Now, it just wasn't barely functioning. My thyroid levels were zero. So my thyroid was dead, like it needed a little resuscitation. You know, if we had a little thyroid shocker, it would need that type of thing. And so the doctor put me on Synthroid, which is a medication that replaces the use of the thyroid. And I started immediately feeling better, because your body needs that thyroid working to function well. But, you know, I knew enough about faith that I thought, you know, nothing's impossible for God. It is impossible in medicine to renew a thyroid, but it's not impossible for God. So I went to my favorite scripture, which is 1 John 5:14-15, that reminds us that when we pray, he hears us. And if he hears us, then we have as our present possession the things that we've asked of him. So I prayed and asked God to give me a new thyroid. And I believed I received right then. So every day, literally for a couple of years, I just thank God for giving me a new thyroid. And every day I took my Synthroid medication. And then it would have been in probably late 1994 or early 1995, I was down here at KCM, and I was working on pulling together information for the Journey of Faith, the First 30 Years book. And on Wednesday night, I went to church at Eagle Mountain. And after church, I noticed that Larry Satterlee was walking down the aisle. And I just had a prompting in my spirit to get Larry to agree with me about my thyroid. And because I'd done his story, and I knew he has amazing healing ministry. So I just went up and said, Larry, I believe I've received a new thyroid. Would you agree with me? That's the last I remember. I know he put his hand on me and he prayed something, and I fell out in the spirit. And it felt like I was under an anesthetic but I knew a little bit of what was going on. And somebody knelt beside me, and I felt my neck open up. I felt hands moving things around and all these things happening inside my neck. Nothing hurt. And then it stopped, and the person got up, only I believe it was an angel, and walked away. And I was out under the spirit for a long time. And then I got up and I went to my hotel and I went to bed. And the next morning I woke at my hotel without thinking, I took my Synthroid. And a little while later I was very, very, very sick. So I propped up against pillows on my hotel bed with a notebook trying to list my symptoms and figure out what I had. And it finally dawned on me I had every symptom of hyperthyroidism, which meant I had too much thyroid in my system, which meant I had a new thyroid the night before, and I got sick because I took my Synthroid that morning. So I didn't take any more Synthroid. I went back to the doctor, and my thyroid levels were normal, and they're normal clear to today. So I believe that I was calling on that resurrection power and believing for it to create a new thyroid. And the same way it resurrected my thyroid, the same way it brought Jesus out of the grave. You know, it was a creative miracle. And sometimes we forget that we have that in us all the time. Get under some good teaching at Kenneth Copeland Ministries and people who teach faith. And remember, God doesn't lie. You've got to choose if you're going to believe your circumstances or the Word of God. Always choose God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.